Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Support for the Bubba Army Podcast is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped, the leaders in male grooming. Their fourth-generation performance package absolutely changed the grooming game, along with their refined body wash to round out your hygiene routine. Join the nearly 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped for their shower time routine by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba. Have you smelled Manscaped's refined body wash, fellas? The ladies love their signature scent. You and your boys will be so fresh and so clean when you start off your self-care routine with the ultimate body wash. Keep the grooming game going with the Performance Package 4.0, and inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker and nose trimmer, crop preserver and ball deodorant, crop reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold all the goodies. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the weed whacker to chop your worst weeds up the top of your nose and ears. Nothing's worse than that nose hair. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. Keep your balls trimmed, fresh, and clean with Manscaped.
Hello? Oh, shit. All right, I think we're good.
We're live.
Oh, wow.
Whoop, whoop.
Bubba is deaf as hell. Welcome to the after show. It's Anna, Blitz, and Lummy. Bubba is on his way to Ellijay, Georgia, to the mountains.
To play in the snow.
Not have an orgy with Larry Plummer and his wife Mary Lou in the merch crack. He's not going to be doing that.
He's going to be having great breakfast at Mike's.
At Mike's, with the hash browns and the sausage and the eggs. That's, I feel like, Bubba's wheelhouse. It seems like a nice mom-and-pop waffle house.
Oh, he's a biscuits and gravy. Oh,
well, he can get a normal breakfast with a side of biscuits and gravy.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah, so he will be on his way going up there. There will be a best of tomorrow, and then on Monday I'll be hosting with the rest of the crew, including Dan and a side of Jay a little bit. So 813-90-BUBBA. I don't know if I'm going to take that call. I don't know if I'm going to take any calls, actually. We got a big weekend planned, don't we, Lummy?
Oh, yeah. It's super busy.
Sure, you got a lot of fun stuff planned with your wife. It seems like you go to every sporting event that ever was.
Yep, and Margarita Fest on Saturday with Kevin's thing.
Beautiful. You'll be at Kevin's thing on Saturday?
Yeah, and then you got Friday, you got the SEC tournament going on at Auburn.
What's that? Football?
Basketball.
Basketball. The March Madness.
People still watch basketball?
Well, college basketball. No one cares about NBA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's college basketball where they get into it. You know, we're going the first game on Friday, 12 o'clock. It's going to be Auburn, possibly who's playing right.
Fantastic.
Number one seed. And then the 2 o'clock game's Arkansas.
Any sports you just do? You're like, no thanks?
The NBA. But I guess
but you like
basketball.
But it's basketball, though. Like, correct. You like basketball, it's just that you don't like...
You don't like the league.
Correct.
You don't like the league, but you watch the college basketball players. Apparently, one of them punched another one in the face or something.
Yeah, a Syracuse guy punched a Florida State player.
And then I heard the coach talking about it, and he's like, oh, it was an accident. Someone started fucking with it. Whatever.
I think he had a one-game suspension?
Yeah, I feel like it's not that serious. And then I think it was a white player that hit a black player by accident or not. I was like, ooh, that's not going to be good.
Yeah.
But it seems like it's not too much of a problem. It can be the case sometimes that two people can have a conflict with each other and it be not about race. I think that should be maybe allowed, that two people can get into a fight and sometimes they're not the same race, and it can also not be racially charged. It could be just two people having a conflict.
That's like, so you guys, towards the end of the show, had a story about the teacher with the sex deal and the kids and all that.
The nine?
Yeah. And so the real story behind that is like it was a racial deal because it's like an almost all black, all boys school.
It's an all boys school, yeah.
Yep. And it was like one of the only white teachers and it was a female teacher. There's there's a whole deal about that you guys didn't talk about.
She wasn't a teacher. She was a booster.
No. Well, the one that was the first one was a teacher. The vape pen one, she was not.
What was she?
She was a booster. Okay, about the one that she dropped her boyfriend's video?
Yes.
Okay.
So the booster was the one that had sex with the black kids?
No. That was the first one. So the school with the mostly black kids, and it's an all boys school. That's the one where they airdropped her videos.
Oh, okay.
And then, because there's like a whole like backstory with that,
which they haven't. She's not a suspect either, so that means they're thinking somebody took her phone.
Correct.
Okay.
Which why they haven't identified her either.
And the other one, you guys kept saying she was a teacher, and she was not a teacher.
She was a booster.
Right, but she contacted them on her own on Facebook.
Oh, okay. So she wasn't affiliated with the school in terms of she was not staff there.
Yeah, and she did some booster stuff, but she wasn't like at school. She wasn't on staff.
Her kid graduated a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was just wanting to bang a bunch of high schoolers.
Sometimes
no,
that happens.
She's disgusting.
Thank you. Okay, then you went with me.
She's too old. She's like almost 38.
Correct.
Disgusting.
Exactly.
So gross. I'm going to be 35 soon. That is frightening.
Mm-hmm. To me too.
Yeah, it's upsetting because 35 is when you, here's the thing. I don't know if I want to have kids, probably not, but I always want to be invited to the party of being able to have kids. You know, you don't want to attend the party, but you always want the invite.
Absolutely.
You always want to be included in the invite. You want to be the one that says that turns it down. You don't want to be the one that's not invited. Well, and that's basically what's happening.
Those eggs aren't getting younger.
No, they are not. And I feel like at 35 is really the mark where things start going wrong. Like, and I know it's not going to be like the last day of 34, I'm fine, and the first day of 35, I'm fucked. But it does kind of seem that way, that it's the line in the sand that everybody draws, that if I decided to have a child in two months, that now I'm a geriatric mother. 34, fine. 35, not fine. That's when extra chromosomes are, you know, finding their way into the cells and creating all sorts of problems. So I'm a little bit concerned, but also not concerned at the same time. But what can we do? Nothing. 813-90-BUBBA. Kink, I'm trying to not get upset over things I have absolutely no control over. I think that's probably the best way to handle it. No? Sure.
Yes.
Why not?
And which problems is that?
Just in general, just
your eggs drying up.
Yeah. Anything that you have absolutely no control over, it's kind of useless to worry about it because you have no effect on the outcome. You just gotta. And today's the youngest I'm ever gonna be. I'm only getting older. I'm only getting grayer. I'm only getting wrinklier. But I will have a better body than those fucking co-eds because I'll lift in those weights, getting my ass whooped in jujitsu. Last night was fucking embarrassing. I don't know about you guys, but I mean, Lummi, I know you've played sports, and Blitz, I feel like you've played limited sports, but even if you're just working on a skill, even if you're trying to learn an instrument and you're new, it doesn't feel natural, you don't feel like a fish out of water. I feel like sometimes when you get really tired, you start forgetting everything you learned and you just start doing weird shit. I felt like that was me last night, just getting fucking worked, and it's upsetting when you don't know how to defend yourself because people are using moves you've never learned before on you. And I feel like, especially in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, it's kind of just a fact of life that you're going to get worked. And I feel like maybe guys really like it because it's open season, not to go 100% on a woman, but that you can really, maybe you can't hit her, punch her, but you could choke her out, you know, let out your aggression towards women a little bit. And it's A-okay. In fact, I signed a waiver saying it's A-okay, you know? So, I mean, if you're interested in abusing women and you kind of want to do it from a kosher place and where it's okay and the woman signed a waiver, maybe go into a little Brazilian jiu-jitsu at Matt Arroyo's studio, Gracie, Tampa South. Not everybody, but, you know, people who, you know, aren't following me around and stuff. But if you want to learn something new, I would suggest doing something like that. Lummi, have you ever done anything martial arts related? Because you've dabbled in sports. You're, I mean, I would say that even though you're like outrageously out of shape, you're still an athletic person.
Thank you for the outrageously out of shape part.
Yeah, no, I mean, you are. I mean, that's a fact. But you still are an athlete. You still are, like, pretty coordinated as of what I've seen.
Man, I've been going through hard drives lately, and I found an old video of Lummi. Like, it must have been one of your first ones where you went to, like, a Rays game or something, and you're interviewing people?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. When was that? That was, like, 2007, maybe?
Yeah, it was, like, May, I think.
It was early.
Yeah.
You looked so young.
But did he look jacked?
I had a goatee too.
He was number one, he was younger, obviously, yeah. But like in decent shape.
I was like 250, I think. 250, mm-hmm. Probably 255.
Your glory days.
I guess you could say that. But
you look way different than you do now.
Oh yeah.
He's laughing, which means he's saying you look a lot worse. That's what he means by that laugh.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, Blitz and I could talk about the tapes. Just like, you know, I've seen tapes of Blitz, you know, obviously around those times. And he looks way better
now.
Than back then. I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why he's laughing, because laugh means, oh, look how the tables have turned, asshole.
Well,
that's what that laugh meant.
Around that time, I wasn't looking so bad. But after that, I kind of.
Well, I'm saying, yeah, maybe 2009.
When were you looking your worst, Blitz? Like, when did you really hit rock bottom? Or your rock bottom?
I don't know. Probably like somewhere between 95 and like, let's say, 2018.
Oh, okay. So
okay, small range. Time. Just a little bit. Just a few years.
No,
okay.
I don't know. Like probably 5 years ago or ish.
Okay. It is when it really, the shit hit the fan.
Yeah.
Okay. But so, I mean, you never got interested in martial arts. Seems like
kind
you
of,
like,
but
oh, like, well, what, like what?
When I was back, you know, back in the day, the 2007s, 8s, 9s, whatever. They were coming in. I was pretty much just not fighting. Okay, I was kind of just getting my ass kicked by them. And I was always interested. I just didn't, at the time, really feel like going in and kind of get embarrassed. I still had an ego about it.
Yeah. I feel like people who get involved in martial arts and follow it usually don't follow typical American sports. Like, you're either kind of like a team sports guy, like a Lummi. I like a baby face where you know a lot about the baseball and the basketball and the football, or you're like more of a martial arts where you know about boxers and you know about fighters and you know about people like that.
Well, I was getting into it more when the UFC guys were coming in,
mm-hmm.
and kind of like watching it then. But when those guys choke you out real quick and you have about 7 seconds,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of feels like, well, I don't feel like doing that anymore.
Yeah.
And going to have some guy or some girl that looks like you,
yeah.
now get up and choke me out every Tuesday, Thursday.
It can be demoralizing.
Yeah, exactly. Kind of, nah, I don't want to do that.
You know, that's a really great point, because I was getting down on myself for, you know, what happened to me last night. And A, I was the smallest person in the class, and B, I'm a girl, and C, I'm like the newest person in the class. And I'm like, I really shouldn't feel bad about that at all. But if you were like a Lummi and you walk in and you're new, whatever, and you're getting choked out by someone my size, that probably can make you feel probably a lot worse about yourself. Sure. Like, I'm a woman. I'm supposed to get hit and choked out. It's part of our nature. But a guy like Lummi, that would probably mess with his ego a little bit more than, you know, messing with mine. For me, it was just like, I just felt like I was not doing my best. Like, I was at a certain point, I don't even know what I was doing. I was just kind of like in a haze. And when you start getting choked out a lot and your knees are hurting, they got those sticky hooks in you. I'm trying to get out of something and I'm doing like cartwheels over this guy because I can't seem to get my legs, you know, out of his hooks that were so sticky.
Well, do they not have like people your size you can roll with?
Well, here's the thing, and I kind of like this practice. My main coach doesn't really do this, but I think it's probably maybe a good idea. Is the first role that I did was with the only person that was even close to my size, and it was a guy, and he was just the shortest guy in the class, and he wasn't super thick.
Okay.
So I rolled with him first, and then they'll say switch partners, which is a good idea because you're not going to always roll with people that are one body type.
Of course.
Need to learn how to work with people who are taller or slimmer or have thicker necks or, you know, thinner ankles. Like, all of those things you have to take into account. And that's what's so cool about the sport is it's not a one-size-fits-all. It's like, okay,
mm-hmm.
it's a game of chess oftentimes where you do one thing, but if they start using a certain type of defense, you got to go in a different direction. You can't just be trying the same thing on everybody else because it's not going to work.
Right.
So we were doing that. And then it was one of those things where I don't really know anybody in the class except one chick. So you got to kind of be brave and try to make new friends and say, hey, person, I don't know, do you want to roll with me? I know you're a blue belt and you're about to whoop my ass. And then What's really demoralizing is usually the person who is worse is the one obviously not in control as much, and the other person who is better usually says, all right, come at me. That's usually how it goes, because we all know I'm a white belt, and I'm a chick, and I'm smaller than this guy who's a blue belt, and he's like, okay, come on. And I'm like, oh, this is embarrassing.
So then like, show me your best.
Yeah, it's like he wanted me to attack him, and then he was going to defend whatever bullshit move I was going to try on him. And it was just getting embarrassing. Like he started grabbing like an ankle and a wrist at the same time. And I have absolutely no idea which way I'm getting flipped, which way I'm getting turned, which way my arm is about to bend. Because I was like flipping through the air. I had no idea because I had never seen these moves before. And after a while, you become a little numb to it because you're like, okay, well, I'm just getting worked. This is just embarrassing. I'm just, you know, whatever. You give yourself props for not giving up at that point.
Well, just imagine how good you're going to feel, though, when you defeat them. Whatever, blue belt. I mean, or is there no chance in your head?
Probably no chance, because in my mind, it's like it's not like he's going to stop getting better. He's going to progress to a purple and brown and black.
Sure.
So if we're both going and learning at the same pace, it's not like he's going to be stagnant and all of a sudden I'm going to be a black belt. So and there are people, and I don't really feel as bad looking like a fool in that class, but for example, on Monday there was a girl that kind of just started, and I don't know, sometimes I'm afraid to go full force on people that are new because I don't want to hurt anybody, obviously. But then she kind of got ahead on me, and it made me feel like shit because she's only been taking class for like a month and a half, and I've been in there for 8 months, and she's giving me a run for my money, and it was embarrassing. But it's fine. You just kind of got to – and I'm the kind of person where I overthink things sometimes. I don't know if you guys suffer from this.
Yeah.
But something will happen, and I'll just play it over and over and over and over and over and over again in my head to the point where I have to like try to snap myself out of it because I can't be present in the moment. But yeah, usually that I'm sure Blitz has seen me do it sometimes where I just kind of like go into a daze and I don't talk and I don't say anything, and I'm just pressing repeat in my head on a thought. Probably not the healthiest way to go about doing things.
Yeah, I know someone who's like, oh man, I got some wires loose at my house. My whole thing might burn down. Oh no. And then they're just sitting here doing nothing.
Are you talking about Lemmy?
No.
Oh.
No, he's just talking about people in general.
Oh, okay.
Wires
sorry.
Loose to my brain.
But yeah, I met Lemmy.
Yeah, I figured. I'm going to try this call. If it's thanks. Not the call that we want to take, I'll just hang up on him or her.
I turn it off, guys. You want me to turn it off?
Yeah, you can turn it off if you'd like to, but you don't have to.
Who's this?
Oh, there he is. Doggy car wash.
Hello?
This guy's worried about his doggy car wash.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Doggy in the car
wash. Hey, doggy car wash.
You're live on the Uncensored Bubba Show.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I was just talking to my neighbor because I put my sprinklers on and then he brought his dog.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Doggy car wash.
So
yeah.
What's up, buddy?
Yeah. Well, but Anna, you said you're like, oh, I'm not taking calls today. And I was like, okay. You know, taking the back seat, just listening. And then all of a sudden.
That's what do you want to say? Well, yes, thank you for the prelude.
Okay. I'm so sorry. But it all came down to this. And just want to say, I appreciate you guys.
Oh,
and
you,
my dad just passed recently.
Oh, shit. I'm
like
sorry.
Last month. And in all honesty, biggest Bubba Army fan ever. And Bubba said something pretty profound the other day. It was basically like, we put all jokes aside for shit like that. You know?
Yeah. So,
in all honesty, you know, I thank you guys. You got me through. Mm-hmm. Still in the hump, you know. But
yeah.
I know you got a lot of crap going on there, and it's always good to hear that you are, you know, people are out there that support you guys and do love you, you know.
Absolutely.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank
sorry.
You.
And I appreciate you guys. Yeah, I was kind of just listening. You know, I wasn't expecting you to pick up, you know, because you said you weren't taking
calls. Yeah, you're
calls,
creating a fucking doggy car wash.
Yeah, you're getting after it.
I was afraid someone was calling that wasn't favorable to us.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But it was just you, sir.
I put sprinklers on for my house, you know, and then this guy brought his pretty dog by, all white and everything, and then he's trying to walk by. I was like, I'll turn the sprinklers off just so you can walk on the sidewalk, you know?
Oh.
And he's like, oh, no, it's okay. So you put them to the doggy car wash, I guess. You know, so that's where that came from.
You should charge him for it.
I should, probably, like, at least a couple cents, you know?
Exactly. But, a couple cents, like $5.
In all honesty, though, no, thank you, guys. I really do appreciate it.
Where are you calling from?
I'm right here. I'm in Trinity, Florida.
Okay. You're local.
Yeah, for sure, guys. You know, and big fans. My dad turned me on to you guys when we moved here in 97.
Oh,
you know,
shit.
He threw Bubba on first thing. Sometimes, you know, we were sitting in the car and waiting for to get dropped off for school and whatnot. And sometimes you have to, you know, he'd censor us, you know, and turn the channel off because, you know, just didn't want us to hear certain things at that point in time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
sure.
as I grew older. And
what year did you graduate high school?
04.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm 37 now, but, you know, but my dad was 77, he was spry 77, but Big Bubba Army, you know, I have my stupid trash can and I have Bubba Army stickers all over it. My neighbors probably hate the hell out of me, but whatever, you know, I still appreciate you guys.
That's true, Bubba Army right there. Like,
yeah.
No doubt, brother. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you can call me brother. That's fine. I've been called a lot worse.
All right, brother.
Stupid fucking bitch.
All right, brother. But, nah, but... You know, on a serious note, thank you guys. And, you know, there are people out there that aren't like, you know, crackhead Calvin or whomever else, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you guys to know that you are doing good, and I appreciate my whole family's been military and law enforcement. I'm the only one that isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And but, you know, I appreciate what you guys do for the Blue. So
right on.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, have a great weekend.
I just wanted to bring some positivity to it, you know.
Oh.
Thank you, Timmy, Trinity.
We're so unaccustomed to positivity that we don't really know how to absorb and digest it.
React.
But thank you. Yeah, we're just like, oh, cool. Thanks for liking us. Fuck you.
We're waiting for the butt.
I know.
But no, thank you so much. It's kind of got me over a hump just listening and...
Cool.
I can't even put into words.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for listening and supporting and, you know, RIP to your dad, man. So thank you.
No doubt. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
I really do.
Thank you. That makes my heart happy. I feel bad that I was kind of rude a little bit at the beginning, but that's just my nature, right?
Speed it up, buddy.
Yeah. He wasn't expecting me to pick up, so.
And let me make a good point, too. What did you tell me?
Yeah, him and I are the same age. That's cool.
Yeah. And when did you graduate?
I graduated in 02. So, yeah.
Hey, it happened. Yeah, you skipped a couple grades.
Yeah, like three.
That's fine. Yeah. Some people, I was a little bit confused too because I graduated in 05 and I'm 34. So I did a little math myself and I go, maybe you listen. Hey, maybe you spent a couple more years in summer school. No big deal.
But he did move, like they said, in 97.
Oh,
yeah,
true.
He moved. Kind of, yeah. He moved six times.
Right.
It's fine. Everything's cool.
He did say military and, you know, police.
Military will throw you off.
Oh,
military will absolutely throw you off for year six. It happens.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah. Anna, you're a goddess. I would love you.
Okay.
Don't call us ever again.
Don't call. Just don't call. I'm just trying to live my fucking life, buddy. We all are. We're trying to live. We got a lot of things going on here at the BRN at any given moment in time, which is very impressive. And it's funny because like Blitz and I talk about this all the time, but it seems like the news cycle, the 24-hour news cycle, it's like triple the speed at the BRN. Things that happened last week seemed like last year when shit goes down. And it's just like one thing after the other. You never know. You know, but it is fun to kind of like when me and Reagan have a little chit chat, you know, she tells me about her day and then I tell her about mine and I show her videos of, you know, the people pulling out their guns, but grabbing their cigarettes first, you know, so it's just, it's a good time.
Funny.
It's a good time. My parents are concerned. My mother was calling, freaking out, you know, thinking my life is in danger. And I feel really bad because I really did guilt my mother into listening to the program because for the first year or so, she didn't know how to get Twitch because she's a boomer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things where if you can't do it in two presses, sometimes you give up. I feel
you just don't do it.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes, not every boomer, but a lot of the nature of a boomer with things that they don't understand is not to persevere. It's like, well, this voodoo bullshit, I don't understand. Unless someone installs it in my fucking phone, I'm not going to try to figure it out. So my mom didn't listen for about a year, and I guilted her into it. I said, I just find it, this is how you know I'm upset, just Blitz in the future. I just find it interesting that I've been on the radio for a year now, and you haven't listened, not one minute. And of course, you know, it was the, I couldn't figure it out. I go, yeah, but you didn't really ask or try to have me walk you through it. So I made her feel bad for all this bullshit. And then as soon as she gets on the program, you know, I think it was during the Kenneth Kimberlin thing, then she finds out people are trying to kill us. So she's like, what the fuck? So now I regret, and Mom, I'm sorry that
she's
I
why did you want me to listen to this shit?
Now she listens every day, and she calls me asking if I'm okay regarding whatever situation we're currently going through, whether it be Kenneth Kimberlin, whether it be, you know, what we went through. Was it last year or Tuesday? I don't know. Ugh. But whatever day it was, you know, when we had some surprise visitors, et cetera, it's just constant. So it is fun working here. And I always said I my worst fear is being bored, and I'm definitely not bored.
Nothing boring here.
No, because you're not bored when you're afraid for your life. You know what I mean? It keeps you on your toes.
Keep
it's
your
exciting.
Head on a swivel.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, on a swivel. I'm looking at the door every 4 seconds. People are talking about electric cars, not what's going on. Let me, I do have to admit that on Tuesday when the shit went down, I was having so much fun looking at the video on YouTube because we're not on Twitch.
Yeah, we watched
back.
It a few times.
We watched it so many times. And it's so funny because the way that the camera's set up is like there's the column of Dan and Bubba.
On the left.
Yeah, and on the right, it's the column of me and Lummy.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Lummy know some shit is going down because I texted Lummy on the little
Messenger.
Yeah, that you know, Blitz just grabbed his gun. And Lummy said, what?
Which is did you tell me times I kept looking at Blitz's thing?
Yes, and yeah. I was looking at the door. So it's just really funny. And then Dan and Bubba, I was thinking about maybe messaging Bubba, but I go, I think that's not a good idea.
No, or Dan, because Dan would have just then grabbed
Dan
his gun and probably...
Dan would have been like, Bubba, stop the show. Like,
so yeah. I didn't say anything because my thing was if I wanted to make sure it was him, and it was, and like I wanted to call the police right away to get them here because they're not the fastest in the world, but you know they're all right, but you know I wanted them to get here as soon as possible.
Sure.
And you know he'd be listening, so
absolutely. So I didn't, and I to be squirreled as a co-host is one thing, but if you squirrel the host who's already juggling a shit ton of other stuff. And like Blitz said, what if it wasn't even him? And then I fuck up the show and it's not even him.
Right.
And so I just wanted to make sure, but I was pretty sure it was him because I see, this is what I see. The first thing I see is I see Blitz frantically look at the cameras that are on his left.
Yep.
And I look at that and I go, well, he looks concerned. Now this is all during the show.
Yeah, because Tyler came running in to say, he's
right
here, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, so I see Blitz frantically look at the cameras, and he gets up, and he runs away.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, well, this is interesting, but I'm still like, maybe it's the FedEx guy.
Like,
I don't
know.
Never know.
Because yeah. you couldn't see Tyler or anything.
No,
you know? So
no,
you just
see
thought
Tyler.
I got up and ran.
Yeah, and I'm like, he probably just wants to make sure. It's probably just maybe like, I don't know, Nick Diaco decided to give us
pop
a surprise
in. Yeah, there was
visit.
A rare bird in the parking
yes,
lot.
Yes, exactly. There was a rare bird. Tom Bean's here looking for a fucking Pokemon.
Yeah,
who
Squirtle.
Knows?
Squirtle.
Squirtle's in town. Yeah. Yeah, he's looking for Pikachu. I don't know. But then Blitz comes back in the room frantically.
Well, when you messaged me and you said that, I looked over and then I messaged Tyler and I'm like, what's going
well,
on?
Well, here's
Blitz?
The thing.
And no answer. And I'm like, okay.
I know.
Yeah, because Tyler was up front.
So Blitz looks at the cameras. Frantically runs out, then about 2 minutes later comes back in, grabs his phone and his tennis racket and runs back out. Now, something that Blitz rarely does and only does when there's something somewhat urgent is he always turns off the camera, his own camera.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
when you,
like sometimes like I'm working on stuff around here
yeah.
or whatever, like I'll turn if it's a distraction, I'll turn my camera
exactly.
off.
Exactly.
Especially if there's four other people and I'm just the one in the middle bottom. You know, I'll turn it off so that it's not distracting.
Exactly. So he left his camera on both times. And the second time, he leaves with the tennis racket and his phone and runs out. At this point, I am frantically looking at the door. And I am just seething in my own anxiety. And so the best thing that I can do to alleviate my anxiety is to give my anxiety to someone else.
And you did.
And that is when I texted Lummy.
Yep.
Or messaged Lummy. And I said, hey, Blitz just grabbed his gun.
Yep.
And Lummy said, what? And I said, I repeat, Blitz just grabbed his gun, ... in all caps, the big one. And then there was a few just more confusing things. Then I'm looking at Lummy's face. Lummy's frantically looking towards where Blitz sits.
Trying to see me or Tyler, which yep. he can't
he's texting Tyler. And he just has like a very, it's, you guys should watch the video. It's from the 8th. And he's just looking like, he's perplexed, like befuddled, and I'm frantically looking at the door. And then you just see the column of Bubba and Dan just
I'm starting to think, Blitz doesn't come back. Do I get up? Do I get out there? I mean, because what happens if Blitz is a one man, you know, and something happens and you can't hear it?
Right. So Bubba and Dan, I remember so vividly. They're talking about, oh, Jay is an electric car and fucking recharge, but it's a different charger. I'm like, who fucking cares? We're all about to die. So they're talking about that bullshit. I'm like, don't be like, try. I would be like, yeah, right. Like, I would try to insert myself just a little bit, but also pay attention to the more dire situation. And then I remember that they're talking about the electric cars, and I'm planning my escape for survival. Mm-hmm. I'm going, all right, if he opens the door, the crazy guy, he's going to see me first.
Oh, you're done.
So I'm thinking, I'm going to drop to the ground, and I'm going to crawl towards Dan, who I know has a pack of cigarettes and a gold gun. One in the chamber, didn't know it. But yeah. So I'm like planning my escape. I am feeling a little bit better that I've also now infected Lummy with this concern, with this anxiety. But if you haven't seen it or you didn't really notice it, it is some fucking great, I don't want to say great radio, but a great visual.
You'll know what we're thinking now, because
it's at 2 hours and I think about 39 minutes is when the first thing starts, when Blitz like frantically looks at the camera. Then you see me looking at the door maybe every 4 seconds. Then you see Lummy
concerned
as fuck.
Eyes wide open. Your eyes are like wide.
Then when we go to break, there's no hot mic. So you only have visual.
Well, because I said, go to break.
Yeah, go to break. Bubba didn't even hit the outro, bumper.
He hit the button that triggered things, but he didn't hit any kind of music, outro, like nothing, the drone or anything.
Then you see there's no hot mic, and you just see everybody grab their gun.
Well,
or cigarettes.
I know it's, so I'm out there, and I wasn't hiding behind the tire at this point. I was a little farther out there with my camera, and I look over, and I see Dr. Dan, and all he has is a cigarette, and I go, what the fuck are you doing? Like, I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you called the doctor. Exactly.
And they call him Dr. Dan. Mm-hmm. And then he disappeared, and I guess that's when he came back in and got his
gun.
Peace.
But he showed up with just a cigarette. Like, of course. What are you going to do with that?
Yeah, he calmed the guy down with a ciggy. Burn I don't think so. Him. Yeah, so that was, it's hilarious. And then I was told to just basically hunker down. Obviously, like, take care of the board. But, you know, as far as the level of importance goes, I was pretty fucking useless. So they're like, stay inside. You're unarmed and you're a stupid woman. And I'm
well,
like, fine.
We already had one or two cameramen out there, you know, like, so that like that was covered. People with protection, that was covered.
Yeah.
You know, so like, and we did need somebody here to, well, I mean, we still have a show to do.
I understand. That is true. But there's just this awkward 5 or 6 minutes where everybody's run out and armed themselves. And here I am just looking at the clock about, you know, when I should bump in with the Sunbelt Rental Studio, you know, welcome back to the Bubba the Love Sponge show.
Yep.
And I can't really talk to the people because there's no hot mic. So I'm just staring at the camera being like, and the chat is just going wild. They're like, I just saw Dan grab his gun. Oh my God, some shit's going down. He's there. So it was just very exciting. And it's always, it's fun when you get the excitement, but like no one gets shot, you know?
Yeah.
That's fun. That's a good time at work.
Look.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Like, I like to be protected, but I don't want to use it. I don't want to deal with the police as far as that goes. Like, there's no need for any of that. Like, as long as he's, you know, and when I first went out there, like, I didn't go out and confront him or anything. Like, he was on the other side of the fence, like,
sure.
You know, which is fine. And, you know, I was like, look, as long as he stays there, he's fine.
Right.
You know,
but it was getting wild. It was getting crazy.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's very exciting to work here, which I love. Like, mm-hmm. It's never, even like the dullest of day is still like, you know, let me go to the hospital or whatever. You know, like things are happening.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
People are moving, people are shaking here, we're getting things done.
Mm-hmm.
But that was kind of that may have been probably the most exciting event that's happened since I've worked here. About, you know, when you're really concerned for like your well-being. Like, I've been freaked out with Bubba getting mad at me or something or fucking up a bit, but there's a different kind of fear when you're like,
first thing you did? The first thing you did, like, shortly after being here.
I fucked up?
No.
Oh, no?
At the hotel.
The hotel?
Yeah.
Huh?
The gangbang.
Oh! You the biracial gangbang.
Yeah, you went there.
I forgot about that.
That was seems pretty crazy.
Yeah, ages ago.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, where I was on Hinge and some guy asked me if I wanted to hang out with him and his, not BBW, BBC? Yeah, BBC friend. Yeah. And I went, what? And then we kind of ran with it. And yeah, Lummy was my liaison.
I was your friend.
You were my bro. Yeah, you were my friend slash broker slash pimp.
I was a sniper in the corner.
That's the only positive thing.
I could just see straight ahead, blitz his beamer backed up perfectly, like an eye level. I'm like, okay, at least if blitz snipes one guy, I you know, might be able to take another guy out if they do anything.
Yeah.
I wasn't part of it. I'm like, you know what? I was like, I'm not going to let these guys go by themselves. Like, I'm going to go with them, make sure everything's all right.
Yeah, just
another body.
Yeah, another body would be good. And then there's Colton in the bushes with the fucking, like, selfie stick and the goddamn camera. And I just hear one of the guys go, that guy's filming us. And then we all just
running.
No,
he's not.
I was like, no, he's not. It's,
that was
it's
actually,
camera.
That shit was hilarious.
Oh, what man. Guy? I don't see a guy over there.
Yeah, and then we started running. And I thought that they were going to run after me and, like, try to hurt me possibly. Mm-hmm. And then Colton was like, let's go. I felt like we were like bandits or something. And then we jump in the car and we just speed off.
First off, you left me though too.
Probably
you,
did.
Right
well,
when
of
they
course,
said
that's
that,
what she's supposed
she,
to do.
She took off and I'm sitting there and they're looking at me and I'm like, I don't know. And then next thing you know, they take off, and I'm like, well, I guess I got to go.
Because she kind of walked away, and Colton came up with the camera like he was, you know, coming out of...
Like Inside Edition coming out.
Yeah. Straight up like cheaters, like we caught
exactly.
you.
Exactly. And then they got off. They started running.
Yeah, that was scary. Man, so many good times. And it just, it's only been like 2 years.
That was pretty scary. And then like the Kimberlin thing was pretty scary too.
The
but
Kimberlin
you
thing was scary.
But I don't think you knew about it when it was going down though.
I did know.
Oh, that's right. You did.
Because I remember the Diaco kids were here.
Correct.
And I think I saw you and the Merch Crick out there, and I was the one that broke the news to Bubba.
Right.
Which is never good because you're always... We know that we should never fuck with Bubba in certain circumstances, like mm-hmm. when he has a guest in studio, or like when you came in and you're like, we got to go to break. And at first he got a little angry because he didn't realize what was going on. But then as soon as he realized that...
Well, I said, because he was calling, I said, don't answer phones. And he got mad. He's like, oh, well, now you're going to chime in. Because
right.
he didn't know I was up front
no.
dealing with this.
And then he goes, you went, go to break. He's like, okay, okay. Same sort of thing where I was like, hey, Bubba, can I talk to you? Because I didn't want to freak out the Diacos.
Sure.
And he's just like, oh, can't you see him talking? I'm like, hey, Bubba, can I talk to you? He's like, oh, shit. I'm like, hey, you know that guy that wants to kill you? Yeah, he's here. So just letting you know. Bye. So that's the kind of stuff that goes down around here, folks. It's exciting. It's fun. I love working here. I really wouldn't have it any other way. Could you imagine having like a boring office job?
Ugh.
What would that even look like? Just living your life every day, not in fear that anything's going to happen. How boring. How dull.
The most exciting thing of your day is what you brought for lunch.
Exactly. I could never live that way. Should I try even?
Yeah, that one. They should be good on that one.
All right. Hello. Welcome to the program. Who's this?
Hey, Anna. It's Alan.
Oh, shit.
This guy.
Oh, it's Royal Flush Alan. He won like $2,000 last night at the casino.
Right.
Yeah, he said he was going to subscribe to Twitch, but he can't, so he's not going to now.
Oh, I'm waiting for that super chat.
Do you see it?
Still waiting.
Where's? Oh,
I was looking for it last night too on the sports show, but he.
Guess not.
I don't see anything from Alan.
No, I went back and rewatched that. On it was almost like watching that video of Hillary Clinton with when they got Bin Laden. Like you genuinely looked scared if you watched that back.
Yeah, well, I was scared. I didn't know what was going on, and I felt like I couldn't really run away and protect myself because I'm also trying to do a show.
Hey, Blitz, I watched that Boeing documentary. Mm-hmm. My cousin is a captain with United.
Okay.
If you ever would want to have him on to talk about MCAS.
Okay.
Alan, don't you want to brag about your big winnings?
No. I just wanted
to. We all heard him. We watched
him
on the sports show.
Oh, okay. Just making sure. I don't know. Alan seems like very proper right now.
It was a real flush. With Spade, right? Oh, no, that's right. He couldn't get Spade.
He got a heart.
Heart.
Jobber.
Mm-hmm. You want me to send you Brian's information, Blitz? Would you ever want to talk to him about it?
Possibly.
Yeah,
I mean, Bubba's good friends, a pilot for them. Or not for them, but for another airline that flies those planes.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm happy to forward you to your email his info if you want.
Okay.
Is everything okay, right. Alan? You seem very stiff today. Not joking around.
Yeah. What's up?
What's up, buddy? You seem a little like, you know.
He's buying six more houses to flip.
No, we're just dealing with the reno. We bought a lake house. You guys should have a Bubba's retreat up there next
Hang up
year.
On this motherfucker.
Bye. For real?
Yeah.
Okay, bye. I got to go.
Thanks, That's Alan.
Me. I have to go. So I have to go.
Thanks, Alan.
Let me text him and say, hang up on this asshole. Oh, so yeah. I have to do it.
No problem. I got you. Virginia couple married for 30 years claim they've never argued.
What?
Yeah.
You
Apparently,
have to.
This is a thing that two people can be that in sync that they've never argued. With more than 30 years of marriage under their belt, one Virginia couple, Hannah and Blair, claim they've never had a single argument. They've also never even raised their voices at each other, including while parenting their seven children, who are all now grown.
Jesus.
I don't know if that's even like a good thing. Obviously, yeah. You don't want to be arguing all the fucking time.
No.
That's certainly not good. But I think that some arguing is somewhat necessary to keep the, and again, this is coming from a person who has really never successfully had a relationship. Sorry, Blitz. But as far as in the past, it's always been quite brief, and maybe I'm not doing it right. But it seems like from secondhand information that I'm getting that a little bit of arguing is necessary because you don't want someone just to walk all over you, right? Because then it's just like one person getting their way all the time. I don't believe that there's a situation where two people can just be in sync all of the time. All of the time for 30 years and seven kids. There's just no fucking way.
No, because it's probably like one of them is hiding their anger or something, you would think.
Right. Like the next year, we're going to hear about the same couple and one of them is dead.
Yeah,
that's
murder,
how,
suicide.
Correct. Yeah, at least a murder, maybe a suicide kicker, possibly.
But do you think it could be just people that are like so like happy-go-lucky, hippy-dippy that like nothing at all bothers them?
No.
Well, most of their stuff to solve, it looks like it's just communicating. And if you're getting upset, you got to sit down and just communicate.
And that's true.
Yeah, but you still get to a point where you have to have a conversation. It's not like you're just always happy all the time, which this, and again, this is just what they claim. You know, they could obviously be lying. I bet if you talk to the man who's, okay, so we're looking at the woman's Instagram. And women can be deceptive in this way because they want other women to be jealous of them, perhaps. I wonder if you ask the guy, hey, buddy, hey, Blair, have you ever had an argument with that whore? He'd be like, every fucking day of my life. Every fucking day of my life is a struggle.
Listen, he said relationships are a skill, not a gift. And his four list is communication is key. Avoid using the word should.
Okay.
Solve your issues before going to bed.
That's important.
Read between the lines. Mm-hmm. Challenge each other to grow.
That's beautiful. Is that what you and Ashley do?
Of course.
Do you guys have a good, open, healthy line of communication where you talk about your feelings?
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
I mean, very loudly.
Yes, and we try to solve all our issues before going to bed.
Is that like a rule you have, or is that?
I think we just both talk about, because obviously we're not going to be able to sleep well if we don't communicate before we go to bed, and just if we have issues.
What's the longest argument you've had? Would it be less than 24 hours where it was resolved, or have you ever kind of been angry for more than a day?
I'd say, well, there was probably in the beginning, there was one or two that we didn't solve our issues before going to bed, so it carried over.
Okay. But now it's kind of like you get into a rhythm of it, right?
Yeah. I mean, we solve it.
Yeah. Of my... You know, not including Blitz, but the other relationships. In the beginning, it seems like every argument you have, like at the very beginning of a relationship, and not that I was having arguments all the time, but disagreements seem like they can really threaten the relationship. You know, like I think a month in with the last person, we had it kind of a big blowout, and I'm just like, oh, like in my head, I'm like, oh,
like,
okay, it's over.
It? Yeah, like
I guess,
it?
Right, because everything's good, and then that first argument,
yeah,
you really haven't invested that much in the relationship. It's only been like a month.
Right.
So you don't really know. You're like, oh, are we hitting an impasse? An impasse. Thank you. I was going to say a no pass. An impasse where this is a non-negotiable, or we've hit something where we can't compromise on it, and it just seems like every sort of issue that you have suddenly can threaten the whole relationship. And then as you kind of get deeper into the relationship, you feel a little, at least for me, felt a little bit more comfortable maybe bringing things up, because it's like, okay, we both invested, we both know each other a little bit better, and you know, maybe can communicate a little bit better, so every argument doesn't feel like it's going to absolutely destroy the relationship. But sure. I also feel like not arguing ever, according to this woman, I don't think that is feasible. I don't think that two people can be that in sync.
It doesn't mean you should like scream at the person.
Right. And you also have to take into consideration, like, are either one of them never in a bad mood?
Right.
You know, maybe it has nothing to do with the relationship, but you had a bad day at work. You come home, you may be a little bit snappy. I've seen that before. Mm-hmm. I've been that before. You're a little bit snappy. You're not in a great mood, and you kind of lash out.
Yeah, you're hungry.
Yeah, you're hangry a little bit.
Yeah,
and then
go
maybe
driving through UT.
Yeah, and you have to drive through UT when there's a game and there's a lot of fucking traffic, and you're just like, hey, and then they start talking crazy shit, like they want to stop at the bank before, and you go, no, no. Do you want to get shot, buddy? I don't even know how to use a gun, but I will find one and I will fucking kill you. So let's get me to get some food.
You know where a bunch of them are at.
Yeah, and then they go, okay, no problem. We'll get food. We'll go to the bank afterwards. And then they go, let's go through UT while there's heavy traffic. And let's see how that goes for you. But it's okay. As soon as I got some food in front of me and in my mouth and I'm chewing, you'll see me, you know, I'll start doing a little happy dance. I'll start moving around. I'll start bopping around. And then usually afterwards, afterwards, I'll apologize. I don't really mean it. I go, hey, listen, sorry, I was kind of, you know.
You don't really mean it.
I mean it, but it's also like, you should have known better. You know how I am. You know that when I get really hungry, I got a one-track mind. I'm not in the mood putzing around.
You should know how unreasonable I am. That's what you're saying?
Yes. Yes. I'm not in the mood for putzing around. You need to get me some food. I need to get me some food immediately.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to go to the fucking bank.
Do you want to go right to eat? No, we can do other stuff first, then we'll go there.
But when I'm
10 minutes later, fucking...
Well, listen, I wanted to take a quick shower before we went to Taco Dirty because I didn't want to be all sweaty and nasty.
Right.
So I took a shower, and then he took a shower, and then I felt like you wanted to, like, you're getting a little chatty. You're like, you were taking a while to, like, get your stuff together, and I'm like, is he just doing this piss me off? What's going on? I'm like, up two, buddy. Let's go. And then you're like, I don't want to go to Regions Bank because there's not a Regions Bank. Sorry, I didn't know if you want people to know where you bank. But anyways.
It's too late now, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, I know. Way to just blow it out there.
Sorry about that.
You could have said any other bank.
Right.
I know.
You could have said Fifth Third, but that would have been, I would have not put up with that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's
who
disgusting.
Fucking banks at Fifth Third?
Yeah, BBC. So this motherfucker has to bank at Regions.
Bitch, I don't bank at BBC, Lolly. What the fuck bank is that?
I don't
Big
know.
Big black cock.
Has it with a cock. Lummy fucking knows it.
Of course.
Chase then, all right?
Yeah,
it's
chasing
got
that cock.
Glasses.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's right. That's what you said when you saw it coming towards you, that big lat whopper. Sorry. Oh, sorry. Let's shift gears. Hi, who's this? Hopefully it's not the person we don't want to call us.
No, it is. I'm sorry. It's Mike from New Jersey.
Oh, okay,
Jersey
cool.
Chapter,
that works.
Bubba Army.
Yeah,
my
what's up, man?
Here, Jesse and Sean. Listen, so I got a question for Lummy. I want Blitz and Anna to refrain from answering. I got a question for Lummy.
Okay.
Lummy.
Yes, sir.
And where do you see this whole thing going with Blitz and Anna?
Oh, I think they're going to probably move to level 5 in probably a couple months.
What's level 5 again?
Moving in. Living together.
Mm. So you see the whole thing like turning out no problem, or do you think what do you say?
Yeah, did you hear Anna where she's like, "Oh, you'll get to know this Blitz."
I did.
I mean, she's already thinking of future events and different things like that, and they haven't even reached level 4 yet. So the fact of the matter is that they're already thinking about starting to learn me a little bit more. I think I can see them probably moving in. Reagan will probably get another serious boyfriend here in the next couple of days. And she'll be ready to move out. And Anna will not have to put a storage unit in her apartment, but they'll move in together.
What do you think? What do you think, sir?
Well, I wish the best for you.
Thank you.
I'll say that. You guys are all awesome. Everybody in the show is awesome. I wish the best for you.
Is it weird that we're dating? Is it uncomfortable as a listener?
Awesome. I think you waited too long. You definitely waited too long.
Hey, he was on Blitz's side. Good job, Mike.
Yeah. No, I'm not on anybody's side. I'm just giving my opinion.
Yeah.
You waited too long, number one.
Yeah.
Blitz was just, he was neutral. You know, he's the man. The man usually doesn't have the control of the situation. That's just the way the world works today.
Yeah.
But that being said, I just hope it doesn't end like, you know, okay, if you did... If it didn't work out, like how would you guys even operate after
Yeah,
that?
No
you
know shit, I mean? Buddy. This is why I waited so long.
Yeah.
You think that didn't... this is just occurring to me now. Well, thanks, Mike. What if things don't work out and I have to see this person every fucking day of my life?
Listen, I didn't do this third crap, but I just, you know, I just put the cart before the horse, I guess. That was my fault. I wish you guys the best.
Oh,
I
now
hope,
you
I
wish us the best. Thanks so much.
I do.
I know you do. But it's funny because it's like when people say, do you think it's going to work out? Or like, what does that even mean?
Right.
Is it can be successful? Is 5 years a success? Or do you mean like, is it death till we part?
Okay. Well,
till death do you part.
Till death do you us part.
What do you think this far on? What do you think so far?
What do you mean? Like, is it going well? Yeah, it's going fucking well.
Obnoxious so far. I mean, we don't get to see what goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah, and you won't.
Behind the scenes, okay.
Yeah.
But behind the scenes, how do you feel about the whole situation? You don't have to tell us details. How do you feel about the whole thing?
I feel great about it. It's taken me a while to feel comfortable about it.
Awesome.
To finally acknowledge, you know, that maybe there is something there. Obviously, it was palpable. Everybody was talking about it every fucking day. But
right.
I finally decided to take the plunge. I think it's worth the risk of destroying my life. So we're going to just see how it goes. And if it just blows up in my face like a goddamn nuclear bomb, then we'll deal with that when we get to that bridge.
Well, worst case scenario, you can say, see, I told you. And then you'd be right.
No, No. I'll leave you with this. I do wish you guys the best. I think it's awesome.
Thank you. Thanks, Jersey. Right. Jersey Mike.
All right, you guys. Enjoy your Jersey Mike. Don't forget about Jesse and Sean. Bubba Chapman and Jersey.
Okay, have fun.
Bye.
On the boardwalk.
Yeah, I enjoy your subs.
Yeah.
I've never had a Jersey Mike sub.
They're not bad.
Are they better than Sub Fire Marines?
Firehouse subs? I don't think. I mean, I like Firehouse
Fire
subs.
Marines. Yeah,
what? Submarine subs?
Subway?
No.
Are you talking about the one
firing.
From
Publix?
No. Submarine Firestone. What is that? Come on, help me.
Firehouse subs.
Firehouse subs.
You're thinking of submarine subs from
crossed.
Seinfeld.
No, I'm
how
not.
How about Salem's?
I'd never heard of Salem's until a few days
it's
ago.
It's a small chain here in Florida.
I didn't know.
They're not really a sub shop.
It used to be called Salem Subs.
Yeah, I know. Now they're just Euros and fucking.
Yeah, I'd never seen it. And then
like
we went
chicken
to.
Chicken wings and like conch fritters and stuff.
We went to a different part of the.
Sandwiches.
Went to a different part of the neighborhood, if you know what I mean. And it, suddenly they started appearing.
Oh, there, yeah, in the nice blue buildings.
Yes, mm-hmm.
That
yes.
usually always just fall
said,
into the old Burger Kings mm-hmm. and stuff.
Yeah, it was a little bit alarming, but now I know if I see a Salem's, I should probably, you know, run away or speed away quickly.
They were copying the whole Miami Subs.
Correct.
I've never heard of that chain either.
Well,
so.
Did they buy out Miami Subs or did they just copy them?
Kind of copied them and then just started filling in all the abandoned buildings at Miami Subs.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wonderful.
They make a lot of money now.
How many Salem's are there? It looks like you're looking it up.
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
We sold them some fish back in the day.
Oh, okay.
I think there is now like 17 or 18.
That's it?
Yeah.
Still, but I think they're mainly in this area, right?
Yeah, they started, I think his name's Muhammad.
Yep, okay. That
the
makes
guy
sense.
That owns it.
That makes sense.
That in Peter Republic.
Hello, who's this?
Come on, guys. It's Fozzie. Hey, I wondered with your guys' relationship deal, have Anna, have you farted in front of Blitz or taken a shit with the door open?
Thank you. 813-90 Bubba. Well, we'll leave
that
to your...
You should never take a shit with the door open.
We'll leave that to your imagination. And no, I have not shitted in front of Blitz.
Have you farted?
Well, not in the bathroom anyway.
Not in the bathroom anyways.
Oh, in a box?
Sometimes you gotta go when you gotta go. What can I... Listen, I'm not like most girls where I'm like, oh, I never shit, never fart. Sometimes it happens. You want me to be uncomfortable all day? I'm just like, ooh, like wincing and stuff. No, sometimes you have to let it out. You can't just feed me a fucking entire tray of Brussels sprouts and expect me to not float away. I'm going to float away. I'm going to fucking get some wings and fly.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it either, Lummy.
Yeah,
but it is what it is.
Sometimes she gets farty.
Everyone gets farty. It's totally normal to get farty, and you should probably just let it out before
you
poison
your body.
Yeah, it's
not good to hold it in. You might die of methane fucking poisoning.
I don't want all that sulfur inside of me.
Right,
I need it out.
Let it out.
Get it out. Yeah. Run in the backyard, do a few laps, fart it out, and come back in. It's no big deal.
Pretend like you're going to go look at the flowers.
And just fart it out. It's no big deal. It's fine. It's no big deal. It's fine. But this Virginian couple that doesn't argue, I think that's bullshit. I think arguing is healthy. Because you know what's healthy about arguing is establishing boundaries.
Well, according to this article,
limitations.
Which it looks like it's a bunch of clickbait bullshit. Because they said they have the issues. So they don't call it arguments, they call it issues.
Oh.
And then they just communicate on the issues they have instead of arguing.
Well, I mean, that's good.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, you could say, I've never argued because I bring up the issue I'm having with you. I'm upset, but I'm bringing up the issue, and then...
I never yelled, I just talked loudly.
Exactly.
Yeah. See, that's how they get around that. That's how they skirt around that. But everybody should argue.
You and Blitzer put an Instagram up how you guys have never argued.
We've argued. Oh. Or, it's, you know, me getting upset about something and then bringing it to the table. But it's important to, like, let it out. Because all of the relationships that have failed around me, the important ones that have been close to me, like my parents and other things that have fallen apart, I realized that, you know, all the thing that they had in common is not great communication. Not great. So I tried to learn secondhand and go, okay, well, this failed because of that reason, and this failed because of that reason. Maybe I should do it differently so we can kind of avoid things. And despite everyone thinking that I'm just like an immature little brat, which I am sometimes, I think that I argue in a mature way, and so does Blitz. So that's really helpful that we can approach that in a mature way without like screaming or anything like that. I'm usually pretty calculated and pretty under control when I'm upset about something. I'm not the person to get super irate. I might get upset. I might even cry, but I'm not going to like make a scene.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to start throwing shit. That's just not my way. So it's fine. We're working it out. We're trying our best.
Yeah, we're both like pretty understanding and usually fairly close to the same page on stuff. So
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, values is good to have in common. That's that's something that I made a mistake with a few times. But yeah, you got to have certain things where you're like, we agree on how we feel about religion. So that's a big one. We agree about how we feel about God. Mm-hmm. We agree about how we feel about our parents and their involvement in our decision making. Like, if you can kind of get those things under on the same page, obviously you're not going to agree on everything.
No.
I don't give a fuck about planes. Blitz is in love with them. Every day, just loves planes. Migs, Sigs, Digs, Thigs, Thigs, Biggs, Anavar, whatever. He loves planes. I don't, but you know what? I'm starting to learn.
What the fuck did you just say, Biggs and Sigs?
Whatever. It's
of planes.
Is there a Sig plane?
Whatever, like Migs. You know, he talks about them all the time. And then he likes to tell me the names of why they're the Migs. And it's like, I don't care.
What's her name? What does Migs stand for?
I don't know. It's like, it was a Russian plane. And you were like, it's Miglivigich and Migalvigich. And
you're
like, okay. Yeah, see, I was
listening. What's the Sig one stand for?
I don't remember.
Nothing.
It doesn't matter. But, you know, he loves that stuff. And so now I'm paying attention to stuff. I'm starting to notice planes more. And I go, oh, I think that's
planes and car lifts.
Yeah, and car lifts. I'm like, oh, that's a Sunbelt Rental scissors ramp. Scissor lift. Wow. And I'm like, why the fuck am I noticing a scissor lift? That's ridiculous. And then I'll go, oh, look at those car lifts. I'm like, why the fuck?
He'll be like, we'll be driving. She'll say, oh, look at that car lift. That's Jobber. That's not as good as Bubba's car lift is.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Blitz, are you a police scanner guy?
Beep, beep.
Kinda.
Yeah. Oh, maybe not.
Oh.
Why?
Was I not supposed to say?
Oh, me? Oh, I was just curious because you like listening to that kind of stuff. I thought.
Yeah. Like airplane stuff, but not necessarily police stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, not police.
Like if there's something big going on, I want to hear what's going on, but I don't just listen to it, no.
Oh, you just want to get inside the chopper if you see a bunch of patrol cars drive by?
Yeah, I mean, I want to know what's going on, but...
But we like to listen to music.
Oh, what kind of music do you guys listen to?
Well, we like the music that I like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had this discussion a few days ago about the relationship.
Yeah, and about how when I say I mean me, and when we're talking about Blitz, it's also about me.
And so I said, fucking bitch.
And then I said, that's also me.
And what station did you decide on?
Oh, well, he has Bluetooth Willie, so I play DJ. It's DJ Hum Sauce in the house.
Mm-hmm. Hum Sauce?
Yeah, that's me. That's my DJ name. You know how you're Floppycock?
Yeah.
DJ Floppycock, I'm DJ Hum Sauce. So I just start firing off like just banger after banger, and Bliss is just fucking loving it. It's crazy. Just nail it every
top
time.
Three. What's your top three what's your top three songs to start it off with then? With
songs?
They're like, not songs. Let me just listen
they're
to
tracks,
songs.
Okay. Tracks. And I listen to playlists.
Okay, what genre are we listening to then?
Well, Blitz and I
Blummel,
me.
Your spouse.
Yeah.
What do you guys listen to?
Well, we like to listen to a lot of lo-fi as of recently.
What's
we
that?
Like to listen to lo-fi girl.
Is that
actually
a genre?
It's like a channel. It's a channel on YouTube, on the tubes. And we like to listen to it when we pretty much do everything. If we're cooking, and by cooking, I mean I'm cutting vegetables. I don't work with heat. I'm not really great with heat. So I stay away from the stove and fryers and anything with hot oil.
I typed in lo-fi YouTube. And
Lo-fi.
I got lo-fi and it's coming up lo-flying hurricane plane. I'm like, okay, I can see Blitz liking this.
Is that Orion or C-130?
I clicked off it now because that wasn't what...
Lo-fi.
Yeah.
Space lo-fi hip-hop radio.
Yeah, enjoy
there's a bunch of different channels.
Japanese lo-fi.
Yeah.
That one's good too.
Live channels.
He's got the cat.
With the girl with the bangs.
Girl with the cat.
Yeah, and then you got Chill Vibes.
Chill Vibes are good. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
With
music to study to, music to sleep to.
Yeah, and then there's like the New Year's Eve mix.
Uh-huh.
And she's petting her cat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not her pussy. Like her actual feeling.
Or maybe that drawing is supposed to symbolize what she's doing.
Maybe. But we like that sort of thing. That's kind of what we listen to. When we're driving, we'll listen to more like upbeat, like kind of poppy EDM stuff. We enjoy. Sometimes some hip hop. I love J. Cole. And Blitz is okay with that.
Is that a DJ?
J. Cole? He's a rapper. Jesus
Do you really
Christ.
Think?
Even Tyler knows. Tyler said he's a rapper, dumbass.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm not up with J. Cole with all his hit records.
Post Malone and Houses Lee.
Yeah, J. Cole, the cool
who's
rapper.
Who's a
Tupac.
Doja Kitty?
Yeah, some kitty that does what? It's like DJ Kitty from the Rays. jumps on. What is that what it is? Fuck? Yeah, go to a Rays game, you'll know.
No thanks. I'm good.
What, this guy was a basketball player, J. Cole?
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Basketball player turned rapper.
Oh, whatever. He's been since 2007 been active. I haven't heard one of his songs.
That's fine. It's
Don't worry, let me either.
It's good as fuck. J. Cole, even Tyler. Where's Tyler?
Yes,
at?
He's also
Tyler,
19
you
years
like
old.
J. Cole?
Yes.
See, thank you.
Okay, he's
That's
19.
That's all I need. Thank you, Tyler.
Are you trying to stay young?
What? Huh? He's not 19. He's like in his 30s.
No, he's. I think he means you.
Oh, Tyler.
No, you.
I'm not 19.
No, he said, are you trying to stay young?
Oh, no. Well, I still listen to his music that he's putting out now in his 30s. Anyways.
I'm assuming Lummy meant that people that are like Tyler's age, like 19, listen to his stuff. So are you trying to be like Tyler?
Yes. Thank you, Blitz.
Okay.
Yes.
I got you. Yes. I speak Lummy.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for translating.
It was pretty obvious.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, I'm sorry. His number one song is obvious. Return of Simba. What, from The Lion King? Is that what the song's about? Simba from The Lion King?
I don't know. Maybe he was involved in a soundtrack or two. I don't really know.
That's his number one song.
I wish we could play it.
Unfortunately, we can't. No, but J. Cole's awesome. Fuck anybody that disagrees.
So I'm not a huge J. Cole fan, but most of the other music that you play, I actually don't mind.
Yeah.
And so it's like to the point of I actually like some of it.
Yeah. And I think that I don't want to say I have a pretty good taste in music, but I have a pretty good taste of like, even when I know I like a song, I can tell when other people will think it's fucking annoying, so I won't play it.
And I'm the one driving like 99% of the time, so I retain controls of the radio at all times. So like, if there's one that I don't like, I will skip it.
You've never done that before.
Oh yes, I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Not on my music. Usually pretty cool. But here's the thing. I'm always like really courteous about it. I'm always like, can I turn it up? Do you like the song?
Mm-hmm.
Is this good? Da, da, da. I'm not trying to piss off the driver because then they start doing crazy things like driving 120. Oh, just kidding. He does that anyways. Anywho, I think that's pretty much that's like about the solid hour, of a show for y'all. All right, we're gonna wrap it up right about now. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Best of tomorrow.
I'll be hosting on Monday with everybody else. It'll just be a bubble of show. Dan will be here as well.
Yep.
And have a great weekend. Kevin's thing this Saturday at the compound. I don't know the exact address, but
it's on Belcher.
Belcher. It's on Belcher and Clearwater. And I believe it starts at 6 p.m. Do not bring your children. No children at this party.
This is not a kids event.
Yes. Don't bring your babies. Don't bring your toddlers. Don't bring your children unless they can do a keg stand. We don't want them there. So have a great weekend.
I got to go hand out some flyers later by my house about that.
Some flyers?
Yeah.
About Kevin's?
Yeah.
Okay. Did he text me that I have to do that too?
No. I know there's a lot of people that kind of close to my house.
Oh,
I
nice.
Attend.
That would probably want to attend.
Yeah.
That'd be good. You do that around your neighborhood. Sounds fantastic. Have a great weekend, everybody. Lummy, thank you for your help. Blitz, thank you for everything as always. Tyler, have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday. Bye.
Bye.